In specialty crop news from Southeast AgNet, while strawberry growers in the Plant City area have not only had to battle adverse weather the last few years, but also some public backlash that was a result of some unfortunate consequences from freeze protection practices. But grower Michelle Williamson says they've been able to take great strides in order to better be prepared in the future.
After the freezes in January of 2010, the Water Management District and Florida strawberry growers got together to come up with a plan to prevent the dry wells that happened after that freeze event from happening again. So we put together a plan to allocate responsibility to growers, as well as come up with ways to provide funding to growers for alternatives to groundwater protection for frost freeze. So when the freezes in December of 2010 happened, those new regulations and rules were in place, and we were able to handle the problems much more quickly.
And now the Southwest Water Management District has recently allocated $1.9 million to fund approximately 25 new projects for alternative frost freeze protection in the Dover Plant City area. As Williamson says, the efforts are a great example of agriculture working with the water management districts to find solutions.
We've got to be able to work together with our regulators because we're in a community and we want to make sure that we do what's best for everybody involved in that community.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.